producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, before we get into some vaccine issues, and there's some big ones today on Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, TMB, and RSB together again, I just want to say greetings from our friends to you, TMB, and to all of y'all out there from Reggie from Better Way Health.
Reggie, all right. Who else?
Casey Krejci from
Krejci, Living Fuel,
Living Fuel, and Paul Bertero, our good friend from Echo Water.
The Echo Man, Synergy Science Man, too.
That's right. We all got together and had lunch today, and the only thing, you weren't there. Bummer. But we had a good time.
Let me just guess. You didn't go to McDonald's.
No, we bypassed that. In fact, Casey says, hey, why don't you meet me at the club? I'm like, I don't know what I can eat at the club, whatever that club is. I just couldn't do it. So we went to a Whole Paycheck because at least they had a fully organic salad bar. And
cool.
We got some good quality food. And so anyway, it was a great time, really nice time. And, you know, these are the bonds of friendship that we forged thanks to you, my friend. TMB brought us all together with the truth about cancer, a global quest, and the things that we get to do are just, you know, just so heartening, despite the news stories that we have to cover.
Yeah, no, that is my privilege. It's the least I could do to introduce you to a few people. You've introduced me to your whole repertoire of contacts, and because of that, that's one of the main reasons that we got so many interviews with the Global Quest. So thank you. Back at you, brother.
All of my cartoon friends, right? The healing friends.
All of my cartoon friends are coming over tonight.
Yeah, we get silly together. We do. Listen, I don't know if you heard any of the audio clips about what's going on in Burns, Oregon, and the sad ending to the thing. You know, this is the thing. There can be respectful disagreement about these issues, but Super Don, you've been seeing a lot of commentary of vitriol. It's like, why don't they just shoot all the ranchers? I mean, am I right? Is this what you're seeing out there in the mainstream media, responses to these mainstream news stories?
It's uncomfortable to look at. I mean, it really is. I mean, the hateful.
I can't hear Don. He's talking.
Yeah, can you patch Don through so TMB can hear him? Because it uncomfortable is an understatement. Imagine if we had during the Occupy Wall Street, because the people on the right didn't like the Occupy Wall Streeters. If they were all going, why don't you just shoot them to get them out of the way, right? What would the media be doing? Instead, you've got leftists who are saying shoot the ranchers. It's just horrible.
Well, it's not just the leftists. Even on Fox News today, I was watching the reports earlier about this, and I can't remember who it was that said, you know, what do they expect if they're going to protest like this? Like, okay, you expect to get shot in the face for protesting with your hands above your head?
Right. I mean, that's the point, isn't it? It's like, and the FBI agent was saying, well, you know, this is almost what they deserve. Really? For a peaceful occupation of an open air cabin in the woods that the feds lay claim to, and then we add this to the layers. And I've said this many times since this started. I'm not saying that everybody or anybody has clean hands in here. I'm just saying that there are issues that go deep below the surface that very few people seem to know about. And certainly in the mainstream media, they have no clue about. They won't report on it. And that includes the international global interests. The debt for nature swaps, UN ownership, if you will, claiming the lands because of the debt of the United States to the international bankers. And now John Rappaport writes an article this morning about the possibility that under the Clinton regime, there was actually, let's say, trade-off of these lands for uranium mining rights or something like that for Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? This article that Rappaport wrote is trying to kind of connect the dots and say, hey, maybe this is about more than just silencing the protesters. Maybe this is about uranium. And he cites the fact it's a circumstantial case, that the Clintons were involved in a scheme that transferred 20% of the United States uranium production to Russia and to Putin. And then he goes in to connect the dots with a company called Uranium One. At the end of the day here, he's saying, I wonder if that's what this is about, because that's right up there in that same area of land that the BLM has taken control of.
Right. And you know, this story originally ran in the New York Times. Cash flow to Clinton Foundation amid Russian uranium deal. From the New York Times, the sale gave the Russians control of one-fifth of all uranium production capacity in the United States. This is not something that TMB and RSB and John Rappaport are making up here.
Yeah. And here's a quote, and listen to this. In September 2011, a representative from Oregon Energy LLC, formerly Uranium One, met with local citizens and county and state officials to discuss the possibility of opening a uranium oxide mine in southern Malheur County in southeastern Oregon. Oregon Energy is interested in developing a 17-claim parcel of land known as the Aurora Project through an open-pit mining method. Besides the mine, there would be a mill for processing. The claim area occupies about 450 acres, also referred to as the New Uranium Claims. Now, my question is, I haven't read far enough down into the article, is that the same parcel of land we're looking at?
Right, and this is the question. We don't have an answer here, but look, how deep does the radioactive rabbit hole go here? And we're going to keep digging out. I'm going to reach out to John Rappaport.
I'm looking at it here now, and John connects the dots at the end of the article. It says, yes, southern Malheur County is the exact area that article is talking about, is the same area of the standoff.
Terrific. Great news, huh? So I'm not saying that the sheriff knows. I'm not even saying that the FBI agents know. I don't think they do know. They're just following orders. But if they knew, would they have shot a peaceful protester? Even one who, maybe they claim, just shoot me now. Even if somebody says, just shoot me now, the FBI is supposed to listen to the protester and just shoot them because they say that?
Right. Right. Well, you know, maybe this is a case that they can kill two birds with one stone. Unfortunately, the kill word is not figurative anymore, but, you know, maybe they can silence and squelch protests in the future by making an example of these patriots. Mm-hmm. And maybe this has something else to do with this uranium connection that John Rappaport's brought out.
But it's always about the mineral rights. Mm-hmm. Who gets the mineral? You know, when you talk about the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, when you talk about the IMF and the World Bank making loans to third world nations, as they were once called, to gather support the infrastructure or strengthen or build the infrastructure, it is always to gain access to the natural resources or the people themselves as labor.
Hey, that's exactly what happened with the Clive and Bundy thing out in Nevada. It wasn't just about the protesting. It was about the underlying rights to the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
Very interesting. So folks, again, that's why we cover it this way. We're not, you know, again, I'm not angry at the feds. They're doing stuff that they think is right. In ignorance, perhaps. Somebody on some level knows. But the reality is these people on site there have no clue, in my humble opinion, have no clue what they're doing, perhaps even why they're doing it. And if they knew, they would probably back off and lay down their arms and just leave altogether and quit the feds, because it's just horrible when you realize it has nothing to do with the Constitution protecting the law. It's about protecting the economic interest of multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, based on debt that was acquired by a corporate artificial entity known as the United States Inc., which is different than the de jure United States, these United States of America. Go back and learn your history, read up on it, and then you'll be with us and go outside the box where we go.
Yeah, and you know, the reality is, Robert, and this is just another illustration, that the BLM is nothing but a criminal mafia racket. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep, no basis for it in the Constitution, but far be it from us to diss on another federal agency that doesn't belong anywhere.
Dislike all of the agencies, just the ones that have three-letter acronyms.
Right, yes, exactly. And, you know, one of them is, of course, FDA. Another is CDC. And we have a big story here as we slide into the vaccine issue. Horrible scene as 15 kids collapse after receiving vaccines. Did you see this one?
I saw that, yeah. That was that a Natural News story?
Believe the Truth Kings put this out.
I did see it, though. Yeah, 15 kids. Now, where was this? Northampton School for Boys.
Yep.
So this would be, is this UK?
This is according to The Sun, and that is in the United Kingdom.
Okay, so it's UK.
Yeah, indeed. So, again, same vaccines that we're getting here in the United States, and 15 kids collapse.
15
one rush.
Kids, and they blame it on a bad batch of vaccines. a bad batch. I mean, isn't that what vaccines do? They damage. I mean, maybe that's a good batch of vaccines. Maybe that's what the vaccines were there for, is to harm.
Well, how many times have we covered recently stories of refrigeration units not being kept at the proper level, and they call them and they say, oh, sorry, all those vaccines we gave you, they didn't work. We're going to have to give them to you again, for instance.
Yeah.
I mean, the kind of care that's being put into this, much less, as you say, is it a bad batch or are all of them bad batches?
Yeah, and I would like to know what the vaccine were. Do we know what it was, what the vaccines were, the bad batch? I mean, I know they were bad batch, but was it MMR, DPT, flu? I mean, what was the vaccine? Any idea?
I'm looking here in the article to see which vaccines, and it doesn't look like they're mentioning which ones they were, which is kind of strange. You think that would be relevant to say, hey, we need to look out for this particular lot number, for instance, of this particular type of vaccine?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that they would have immediately alerted people that in UK, 15 kids collapsed after receiving the XYZ vaccine. But I don't even see the vaccine that's in here. I wonder if that's because they're not releasing it now. They are
specifically not mentioning the type of vaccine it is through the entire article. Even the warning letter or the letter to be sent to the parents didn't say what kind of vaccine. They said, please be advised that the immunization session your child attended today was suspended due to unforeseen circumstances. Some of the vaccinated children have become unwell shortly after vaccination. Your child has received their scheduled vaccination, and whilst we are not expecting him to become unwell, we are advising that if he experiences sensations of dizziness, nausea, skin rash, or breathing difficulties, to seek appropriate medical advice.
Wow.
How's that for a vague reference?
No kidding.
Well, 15 kids collapse. One rush to the emergency room. All right, when we come back, I want to find out from TMB. I'm going to have him put his CPA hat on with all these three-letter acronyms. What happens to $85 billion taken in by the feds for an excise tax for vaccines when only $3 billion is paid out? Where do $82 billion go? Let's find out, if we can, after this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I can just imagine that story out of the United Kingdom. TMB, about the 15 kids collapsing after a vaccine.
Yeah.
They won't even tell you what the vaccine was, right?
Right.
And if you went to Planet Organic in the UK,
yeah,
and I went there to eat some food, imagine if you got like a bad batch of oatmeal at Planet Organic.
Oh, it'd be all over the national papers.
Front page news, worldwide, bad batch of oatmeal. I mean,
yeah,
they'd know where it came from, who handled it, everything. In this case, they keep,
yep,
it so vague that you can't figure out what's really going on here.
Oh, it's such a double standard. I mean, it's like what happened here with Chipotle, which I'm still not convinced wasn't sabotage. But, you know, mm-hmm, okay, they you know, some people got a little bit sick. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they just obliterated Chipotle in the news for that. But, you know, here, whatever the vaccine manufacturer is, whatever the vaccine, we don't even know because they're, mm-hmm, not going to tell you. And 15 people collapsed.
Yeah. Well, and this, you know, last week or early in the week, I covered a story about the U.S. Treasury and the vaccine excise tax, because,
yeah,
it can be 75 cents per or 225 per, depending on how many valents are in it. And you know, they've collected, and I didn't know this number. It was so staggering, because we've talked about $3 billion or more being paid out to,
right,
families of children who were killed or injured by vaccines since the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Program went into effect in 88.
Yeah.
But they've collected, evidently, get this, a staggering number, put your CPA hat on, $85 billion in those taxes, excise taxes, since that time. And you do the math. If they've only paid out about $3 billion, where's the accounting for the $82 billion? I mean, what kind of expenses does this court have that they supposedly maybe zero it out every year? I don't understand what's going on.
I don't know, man. It's some kind of funny accounting going on here, because typically when you look at the balance sheet for a business, it's a cumulative effect of the assets. And so if you have, you know, if you take in $3 one year and $3 the next year, the balance at the end of the last year should be $6, and then so forth. Well, apparently what they're doing with this monkeying around with the accounting is they're zeroing it out each year, so you don't really know how much is in it. But the author of this article is estimating that there should be somewhere around $85 billion in this vaccine trust fund. They've paid out $3.5 billion. So, yeah, good question. Where's the other $82 billion? And the answer is I don't know. I don't know. But the reality is we shouldn't be forced to dissect the accounting just to figure out how much money's going in here either, should we?
I mean, the question is, does it just kind of spill over into a general account? Does it go into black ops for the CIA? I mean, that's a huge difference if it's only $80 billion over those years. Where does it go? Because it's certainly not going to help out the families of vaccine or injured or killed children.
Yeah, and this almost smells like the CAFRs, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports for the Municipalities. So we're hearing that these municipalities are broke, but they've got all these off-balance sheet accounts, and the reality is they're really not. So I wonder how much money's in there, and if it's not in there, what'd they spend $82 billion on?
Right. Well, as a CPA, if you had a corporate account that, you know, equivocated in the millions, they brought in over the last X number of years $85 million. They only spent $3.5 million, maybe some other expenses. How do they account for that as a corporation? What would they be required to do?
Well, you can't legally account for it and zero it off the balance sheet. That's not the way accounting works. And it's $85 billion, folks, not million, $85 billion with a B. But the reality is that that's not the way that you're supposed to keep the books. So, you know, and that's why, you know, we look back at the Enron scandal and stuff like that happened 15 years ago or so. That's why those people went to jail with Arthur Andersen, is because they were cooking the books. It looks like somebody's cooking these books here. I don't know what's going on, but this isn't the way accounting is supposed to happen.
But it also indicates to me, Ty, that, you know, we've heard folks from our community say they need to repeal that National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program because it's a no-fault scenario where nobody can sue the vaccine manufacturers. There's no incentive to make a quote-unquote safe vaccine if that's even possible.
Right.
And if they're collecting this much money on top of what they're paying out, this becomes a slush fund they never want to end.
Right. Right. It is. And look who it is. It's the Treasury that is managing this slush fund. So if something happens, then, I mean, basically the manufacturers of the vaccines that may have damaged someone are not really held liable for it. This is just part of the excise tax that's paid on the vaccine when it's sold, but nobody's being held accountable. The vaccine manufacturer's not accountable. If somebody, you know, is paid out funds from this slush fund, it comes from the Treasury, but not from the manufacturer.
Right, yeah. Like I said, no liability. Wow. You got a tire that blows up and kills people, it'd be like Firestone not having any liability. You have to ask the government for money. Firestone completely off the hook. This is off the hook. No, this is outside the box. TMB, RSB, Super D. You want to call us? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links are all up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got a Moment of Duck coming up in a little while. You're going to like it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This past week, we've had a lot of vaccine news that the mainstream media is trying their best to ignore. One, of course, Ben Swan revealing more about the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson. And if you haven't seen the 27-minute video he put out, it gives a great overview you can pass around to your skeptical friends to let them see. But perhaps even bigger on a global scale, we interviewed last week Dr. Sin Hong Lee, and he is a doctor, PhD, I believe, MD, and he's also been involved in as a pathologist for many years, 50 years, in fact, going back to where they originally developed the Pap test in the early part of the 20th century. I mean, this guy's got a history, and he's come out, TMB, and called out the World Health Organization, the CDC, the Global Advisory Committee on Vaccine Safety for corruption and pretending that the HPV vaccine is a cancer vaccine when it is absolutely not.
Is this the ANH article that you had just sent me?
Yes, yeah, indeed. And of course, we got Dr. Lee on last Friday, and he is just fantastic. I mean, I love this guy. His integrity, his scientific scrutiny on the subject matter, he is outraged by this. And this guy's been at this for half a century, you know, in, on the inside, and he's calling them out.
Yeah, I mean, here's interesting. It looks like they did an autopsy on a teenager that died after receiving the three Gardasil injections and found HPV L1 gene DNA fragments. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and he was saying if you've had the HPV infection in your life and you get the shot, it actually increases your risk of the cancer and the severity of it.
Because he says that HPV L1 gene fragment or the DNA binds to the aluminum adjuvants and carries it through the bloodstream to the brain via macrophages. Wow. Yeah.
Big problem here.
That's huge. Yeah, and you know, Dr. Tenpenny talked about the HPV and the truth about cancer, the fact that it doesn't prevent cancer, it actually can cause cancer.
And we know that. It's more confirmation. Confirmation here.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the thing. It's never been proven, the human papillomavirus has never been proven to cause cancer, cervical cancer. First and foremost, that's something we've been reporting on here for years. And now we got an insider to the degree and qualifications of Dr. Lee coming out, not only acknowledging this, but going further. For every so-called official, medical or otherwise, claiming that this is a cancer vaccine, it is a bald-faced lie at the very least.
Yeah.
And at the most, of course, it means they don't even know the science or can't read it.
Well, yeah, and in his open letter, he says that at best, it's a misrepresentation, and at worst, it's actually intentional misrepresentation, which you and I would call a lie.
A lie, yes. Hello to the lies. Do you know what that's going on here? So this is the year, I think, that the vaccines finally take the hit that they've been deserving to get. And I'm not saying that all of a sudden no one's going to get vaccinated. It's going to take a while for consciousness to shift, and we're going to look back and go, how did we ever fall for this line of garbage from the medical industrial complex that injecting toxic poisons to stimulate artificially an antibody response was the way to prevent disease?
Sorry, RSB, you cut in and out there that last part. I didn't quite get the gist of the question.
Well, it's just that point where you wake up and you look back at history and you say, my God, how were we duped so much? How did we fall for the line that injecting toxic poisons could be a good way to prevent disease?
Well, yeah, Robert, it's almost following the Hitler methodology. The bigger the lie, the more apt people are to believe it. And when we look at vaccines, I mean, how could it be that injecting someone with heavy metals and bovine erythrocytes and viruses and DNA fragments and aborted fetal tissue can be good for you? But it's like the more crap they throw in there, the more apt people are to believe, hey, this is going to be good for me. Let's just go inject it. And I think that's what's happening with vaccines. But you're right, though, RSB. This is the year that we blow the lid off this vaccine cover-up.
Right. And the thing is, it isn't that we have to ban them. All we need to do is reveal the facts behind them, the truth about them. And those who are ready, those who have the courage to stand against the authoritarian dictatorships in this case. And I'm talking to you, doctor, standing up against your authoritarian brethren. It's going to change the world for the better at this point. And it is beyond time, in fact, to make this transformation. But again, it is not our time. We are here to serve humbly as we reveal these things over the next months and years as well, whatever it takes.
That's true. It's not our time, but it is time. And it's time to continue spreading the truth and sharing the truth with people. Because you know what? The truth resonates, and people know it's the truth. You can tell instinctively if something's true or not just by listening to your own intuition. Mm-hmm. And people know. We want to believe that those in authority wouldn't do anything to hurt us.
Right.
But the reality is, we just saw an example today of those in authority that just murdered somebody out in Oregon. Mm-hmm. Why do we believe that they wouldn't be doing the same thing with these vaccines? Why do we believe that they wouldn't be doing the same things with these cancer treatments? Because the reality is, they are.
Yeah, you bring back to light, you know, the we want to believe in the inherent goodness of our fellow man. And while we might perceive and might be right that the vast majority of folks would not do these evil, horrible things, There are certainly enough folks that would and do and have done. And therefore, we have to take precaution when authoritarian figures come forward and say, here's a needle, it will save your life. If not immediately, maybe 20 or 30 years from now. In the meantime, they profit. 20, 30 years from now, you actually have cancer or something worse. And they get off so-called scot-free because, hey, it didn't matter anyway. They were protected by the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program,
yeah,
which profited the federal government, the Treasury, incredibly.
Yeah. It's just, it's collusion at every level, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Now, you know, we talk cancer a lot. Of course, you wrote the book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, and you did help us all get out the word through The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest. The cancer rates of survival, we were just not clear about this. Despite all of the information we've encountered, we really needed a new study to figure out, you know, what would be the best way to survive cancer. And that leads to today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by the 6-Pack-A-Day Club of Survivors of Breast Cancer, of which there are no members. That's right, TMB. A study shows that smoking lowers breast cancer survival.
Really?
I'm not sure. We should read the study. Could that be?
I'm shocked. Smoking lowers breast cancer survival. They did a study to show that if you smoke, after you've been diagnosed with breast cancer, you're probably not going to live as long as if you didn't smoke. Wow.
Yeah, and that if you quit, it might be better for you.
It might be better for you.
Published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, no less.
I thought it would be published in the Journal of Mr. Obvious.
Yeah, the Moment of Duh Journal. We have to have a journal called the Moment of Duh Journal at this point.
Yeah.
Oh,
so women who quit smoking at the time of their diagnosis do better.
Mm-hmm.
They needed a study to tell us this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, Robert, you know, this is kind of a touchy subject for me because so many people think that the tobacco is the problem in cigarettes, mm-hmm. and it's not. It's the chemicals that they use when they produce the cigarettes because, you know, the Native American Indians have been smoking tobacco for millennia, and they have almost no incidence of lung cancer. It's the chemicals that they use to produce the smokes that actually causes the cancer. It's not the tobacco itself.
Yeah, I actually said it's false advertising to call a tobacco cigarette a tobacco cigarette.
It's a chemical cigarette.
Yeah, it's a chemical concoction cigarette.
Yeah.
And, you know, look at the things it depletes out of your body. Now, we also know cadmium, a high concentration of cadmium in cigarettes, wipes out your selenium stores. What is the critical trace element that is so often overlooked in terms of cancer manifestation? Selenium. So we know why. It isn't always just about the toxins in it, which are very much a big problem, but the depletion of the protective minerals in your body by the consumption, if you will, of this stuff.
Right. And also something, too, now we've got these e-cigs, right, the little vaporizers that people are smoking now.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, you know, it gets you a really good nicotine hit, but when you overheat glycerin and nicotine, you know what is created?
No, it's
formaldehyde.
Oh,
so these e-cigs, when you heat the glycerin and the nicotine that's contained in them, it creates formaldehyde, which is embalming fluid. So the problem is that people are running to e-cigs by the thousands, and they have absolutely no idea what they're going to do to their already damaged lungs when they start inhaling formaldehyde.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's a part two on the Moment of Duh related to cancer. Cancer's financial burden tied to poorer survival. In other words, if you run out of money, you're more likely to die.
Well, okay, maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe if you've got great insurance and you're loaded with great insurance, maybe you'll die quicker because they'll throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at you with these so-called treatments. I don't know.
If you don't have any money
to treat cancer at all, you don't have money for any of the natural stuff. Yeah, you're probably not going to live as long, which is sad. And you know, unfortunately, we encounter that on a daily basis. With the visibility that we've gotten with the Truth About Cancer, we are contacted by people that are like, man, what can we do? We don't have any money, but we want to treat our cancer, but we don't want to do chemo and radiation, but we just don't have any money, and it's heartbreaking.
Well, you know, I'm going to be participating at the Kuchara Right to Try conference coming up February 5th, 6th, and 7th. I'll be there. And it's about this. You know, why not everybody be allowed to grow hemp, for instance, cannabis, so that they can treat themselves for low or no cost, for instance? How great would that be? The lead researcher, this Dr. Scott Ramsey, actually said this. Bankruptcy, for reasons that we don't know, is a serious threat to survival for cancer patients. Huh? You don't know?
For reasons that we don't know? Well, yeah, of course it's a serious threat to survival. They can't buy any food. They can't buy any supplements. They can't buy any herbs if bankrupt. Sure.
Exactly. And we couldn't figure that out. What do we want? We're just doctors. We don't know numbers.
We're not sure. I mean, lack of oxygen for some reason causes people to die. We're not really sure why.
Hey, check with that degree, because something's wrong with it. How did you get a license? All right, well, let's wrap up with another segment here. Maybe we'll talk about the Public Broadcasting Service. Is that PBS? I never know what that stands for. Are they a front, a shill for Big Pharma? Could it be? Say it isn't so. Have you given money to PBS? You might want to rethink it. Back with TMB after this as we go further outside the box.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And Ty Bollinger. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. One more story about Big Pharma here, PBS. I don't. Is it Public Broadcasting System? I don't remember what PBS
is. I think it is, yeah, PBS. This has been a message of the Public Broadcasting System.
Yeah, and they have a documentary or a show called Frontline. I know a lot of folks like PBS because they've had like people like Gary Null on over the years,
yeah.
And he's, you know, Gary Null's done great work. But in this case, whatever this Frontline documentary was, it was called Supplements and Safety, a one-hour program, and it was produced by Frontline, New York Times, and the Canadian Broadcasting Commission. But basically, they say supplements are worthless, and here's why. Look at our parade of experts. They're all from the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Yeah, well, not only that, they're all using supplements that are synthetic. So they're testing synthetic supplements versus, you know, food-based. So they're, you know, you're not going to get a very good result when you use chemical supplements as opposed to food-based, like selenium. I mean, that's a prime example, right? Everybody says, you know, stay away from selenium. It'll be toxic to you if you take too much. But the reality is if you're taking a food-based selenium, it's not.
Mm-hmm. They actually revealed, like, some of the doctors that were the experts in there. Like this,
yeah.
Dr. Brenton earned over $350,000 from the pharmaceutical companies. And they're all saying, well, supplements are trash.
He's going to be completely unbiased.
Yeah. All the trashy supplements are made largely by pharmaceutical companies. That's the irony. But they don't make all that much compared to their drugs. I suppose they don't care. So.
Well, that's just part of the appearance of them caring.
Yeah. Hey, TMB, have you ever, like, been alone listening to music with headphones on and you sing to the music? You can't hear yourself sing, right?
Oh yeah, I've done that before, and the reality is unless you have a really good voice and you sing with the headphones on, it's going to sound kind of funny, and I'm sure it does when I'm singing.
I'm just wondering, have the police ever broken down your door wondering if like an animal was dying while you were doing that singing?
No, they haven't, but apparently they did in Amsterdam, huh?
Oh, in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Wow. Yeah, this guy, he's evidently a real opera singer. And they broke down his door because a neighbor thought that there was somebody dying. Something was going on. It wasn't good. Terrifying screams are coming from the home. Police, come help.
They believed to be screams of agony when they arrived. And they began to knock on the door of his home. He had headphones on, apparently. So I guess in the end they had a laugh about it, but they thought he was in danger. Terrifying screams coming from his home, and it was just him trying to sing opera. I guess he's not an accomplished opera singer.
I'm thinking he's not going to get a job singing at the next, I don't know, name the opera, Figueroa or whatever, Le Figueroa. I see I'm so not opera. I'm just
Figueroa.
Yep. And it wasn't Superdon, because Superdon actually has a great voice. He really does. Have you ever heard Superdon sing?
No, but Don's got he's got a great radio voice, so I can imagine he could sing well.
Got a real singing voice too. You won't sing for. Are you not going to sing? Open up your mic.
I don't sing opera or Neil Diamond either.
I bet you sing country though.
Can he sing country?
Oh yeah, totally. So. Yeah. Y'all. Yeah.
He's actually a doo-wop. You've seen his hair slicked back. He's from the 1950s, even though he is kind of born out of time.
Oh, that's
speaking of that, did you hear they're doing a remake of Grease?
Yeah, on TV. They have woman that looks just like Olivia Newton-John.
That's just one of those movies you don't remake. It's just wrong.
Why do you say that?
Well, no, who's going to be able to do it better than John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John?
No, I don't know, but maybe we'll find out. But anyway, they had a look-alike, so that'll be interesting to see.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
You know, go ahead,
actually, it's I've got bills, they're multiplying.
I've got bills, yeah, nowadays it's Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, I don't know if we're going to watch that show, but I certainly appreciate the art of singing and those who can sing really well. My daughter loves to sing, and for a long time it annoyed her brother, but I think he's chilling out a little bit, I hope, at this point. But I love it when people are happy and they sing.
I want to hear Super Don sing that. Now you got me interested. So, Don, you sing in doo-wop now? Is that what you sing?
No, I used to do a cappella doo-wop back in the day, but that was a long time ago. And I was a bass baritone, so I wasn't doing any solo stuff, so I'm sorry.
You were like Bowser from Sha-na-na.
Yeah, actually, he was my favorite in Sha-na-na. I love
like that, yeah. I remember. All right, TMB, Super D, thank you for both of you and all that you do to help us get this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty out. Go check out the notes, robertscottbell.com, links out to TMB and all the wonderful work he does, as well as thank you to Sine Wallace. Check out the Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo this Saturday and other upcoming events in the show notes. TMB, take us away.
Yo, thank you, Super D. Thank you, RC. And remember, everybody, the power to heal is yours.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.